Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Boxingvoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right.
Good morning, fight fans. Oh my God, what a good morning. I got my cup of coffee here for all my early birds. I know it's very early on the West Coast. It is 8:11 a.m. And it's a pretty cold 53-degree morning here in New Jersey. And I've been up for quite some hours. And, you know, I obviously got this news that we're going to be reporting to you. And, man, I was taken back. So much so that I'm doing an immediate reaction. So I could not wait for co-hosts. I could not wait for anything. I needed to discuss this. Now, I've researched it thoroughly. Good morning, David. And there is quite a few things to discuss. And we'll get into that. First and foremost, let's tell you why we're here, right? There was a big fight planned for November 4th between Deontay Wilder, the WBC champion, and Luis Ortiz, the former WBA champion, WBA mandatory now. And we have gotten word early this morning, late Thursday night, from Mauricio Suleiman, good friend of our show. He obviously took to his social media. He's out in Uzbekistan right now preparing for the WBC convention that's going to be held out there in the Middle East. And he got verification from VADA that Luis Ortiz has tested positive for a banned substance under the Clean Boxing program. Now, Luis Ortiz's camp came out right away. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, and I recommend that you do, you will be able to see the prescription bottle of Luis Ortiz. This is his actual prescription bottle for high blood pressure. Now, I'm not a doctor. And one time we had a guy that was actually Igloo is a doctor. I wish Igloo could call in. Many face God, please call in, because I'm told, right, that as a fighter, training on a day-to-day basis for fights, it's kind of difficult to have high blood pressure. But according to Dan Rayfield's report of this particular subject, the drug in which is in question that Luis Ortiz tested positive for is often used as a masking agent. Now, I will get, obviously, Jeffrey on the job, and we'll have him, you know, give us the proper pronunciation of the actual banned substance. But Lou DiBella, the promoter of Deontay Wilder, has told ESPN late Thursday night that the Wilder and Luis Ortiz fight is canceled. Now, Wilder told Luis Ortiz via telephone, because Luis Ortiz didn't show up to the New York City press conference due to the hurricane. His flight got delayed. His flight was actually canceled, and he had to stay in Miami. But I was live at the New York City press conference, and Deontay Wilder made it very clear that if Ortiz cheated the way he had in the past, Vada would catch him. And Ortiz told him, don't worry about him, that Wilder should be worried about not getting caught with weed again, or should he say not getting caught with weed on purpose, because, you know, Ortiz insinuating that Wilder wanted a way out of this fight. Now, I know this is very fresh news, and a lot of you guys, you don't have the time. You know, a lot of you guys are on your commute to work, and, you know, I hope you guys get there well, and these words, this boxing talk finds you and puts you in good spirits. But where was I going with this? Shit, usually Matt is there to bring me back in. No Matty boy today. All right, so I lost my train of thought on that one. But back to Lou DiBella basically saying that the fight is off. It's canceled. And, you know, the good thing is Dillian White stepped in, and he's saying, no excuses now, Bronze Bomber. I'll take Ortiz's place. Let's get it made. At Eddie Hearn, at Premier Boxing Champion, hashtag always ready. And, you know, again, that's where I was going with the whole thing that you guys were at work, that you don't have the time to, you know, be on social media, but I have. And I've already seen, as you can see, what I've pulled, the tweets from Mauricio Sulaiman, so that you can be able to view them here, the tweets from Dillian White, so that you can see that he's ready to step in for Luis Ortiz, and also the comments from the public, how people are receiving this. And, you know, I think that we should go to Instagram and just check. Let's just check what's being said about this topic. I'm going to put in Wilder. Ortiz. The hashtag and see what we get here. All right. So now I'm going to go ahead and screen share this so that you guys can go ahead and view what it is that we're seeing. And let me just make sure that you're checking this out. All right, we'll switch screens now, and boom, you should be getting this, right? If not, how about now? Now you're definitely getting this, no? There we go. Come on, switch it up. I'm waiting for YouTube to catch up. There we go. So this is not what I want to show you. That's YouTube. So I want to show you this. And this is the hashtag Wilder Ortiz. All right. Let's see what's cooking. We clicked on this one. This is Showtime. This was 19 hours ago. So that's no good. They're not up to date. Why is this not recent? This is horrible. All right. Here goes one. The fight is off. 223 likes, 11 comments. This is from Boxing Videos. So shout out to you. We're giving you a shout out. We're on your page. Nice little picture here. Says the fight is off. Let's check what these comments are saying. Let's see what the people are saying. Right? Can we get into this? All right. So it says, someone says, I hope you're telling the truth. Okay, another one says, damn, Ortiz. Why, man? Like to see you KO Wilder. Another one here says, Liam Heath. Hope it was prescribed medication. Either way, any excuse Wilder gets to call off a decent fight and fight another bum, he will take. Hope it still goes ahead would have been a decent matchup. Another comment, underground, whatever. Wilder anyway would beat the shit out of him. All right, not what I'm looking for. Let's see if we can find some more. But at least we got one. It's heading in the direction that I'm trying to show you. Somehow, again, this is Wilder's fault. And I have you know that this is the third Wilder opponent to test positive in the last 16 months. All right, let's check the comment section here. Hasn't been called off yet, blah, blah, blah. Look at this guy in denial here. He says, Bullocks. He took blood pressure tablets. Get a life and research before you post shit. People don't want to believe, and I understand, you know, it's a fight that we wanted, but Vada is good at what they do. Let's see. Come on, man. You would have KO'd his ass without that. Another black eye for boxing. Very true. This is Boxing Views. I'm surprised there's not more comments here. Let me see. WBC jumped too fast. Easy lawsuit. How could the WBC jump too fast when VADA is the testing agency that is in charge of this and have the results? They could only report what VADA tells them, which is their job because they're part of the clean boxing program. Let's see what this one says. Ortiz has high blood pressure. Apparently, his meds failed the test, and he's taking legal action against the WBC. He's going to need to up his dosage now that this has happened. Now, here's something I want to speak about, right? If you have high blood pressure, and you're going into the biggest fight of your career, and you know, you're gonna do the most stringent drug testing there is in boxing. Everyone knows how difficult VADA is in terms of passing with, you know, trying to cheat, basically. Like, everyone gets caught. If you're doing something, you're getting caught. So now, if you're Luis Ortiz, why not tell VADA, hey, and you're supposed to tell VADA, so fuck why not, all right? You're supposed to tell VADA, hey, I'm taking blood pressure medication. Here it is. But on September 22nd, when they drew urine and I believe a blood sample, but I would double check on the story, that was not mentioned. That was not mentioned. I don't know why. It would have been a good, you know, a good opportunity to mention, hey, I'm on some sort of blood pressure medication. And again, according to the ESPN report, Luis Ortiz's A sample tested positive for banned diuretics. All right. I'm going to go ahead and get Jeffrey on the case to give you the proper pronunciation of the two banned diuretics, which are used to treat high blood pressure, but according to ESPN, also can be used as masking agents for performance enhancing drugs. So I'll get Jeffrey on the pronunciation.
Luis sample tested positive for the banned diuretics chlorothiazide and hydrochlorothiazide.
There you go. And I'll shorten it up because my man Jeffrey went for the whole sentence. I'll just shorten it up and give you the two samples, the two banned substances again. Jeffrey.
Chlorothiazide and hydrochlorothiazide.
Chlorothiazide and hydrochlorothiazide, whatever. Some shit that I couldn't even spell or pronounce, which means you shouldn't be taking it unless prescribed by a doctor, which Luis Ortiz, and you can see from our thumbnail, at the very least, has done. He was prescribed this by a doctor. Again, I just want to ask my listeners that may know more than me. You know, some of you guys are doctors yourselves. I know many face God, you're a doctor. Let me know in the comments, if I'm working out like boxers do. I mean, I work out every day. I'll be at Jersey Boy Boxing Club today as soon as they open, maybe 10:30 a.m. And, you know, you're doing jump rope. You're doing a lot of cardio. You usually have good blood pressure. I don't know. So, you know, I just, again, because the story is leading us to believe that even though this is for high blood pressure, it's used to mask other performance enhancement drugs. Just like when a guy pops for marijuana, they automatically think, all right, well, he's masking. I remember when Julio Cesar Chavez got popped for marijuana, everyone thought he was taking a diuretic to lose the weight. So it's just unfortunate, this situation, because, you know, we had a lot of people very excited for this fight. I'm hoping that maybe they can somehow fix this, get it together. Maybe the B sample doesn't test positive. But the results were returned on Thursdays, and Ortiz's A sample tested positive for the banned diuretics, which I already told you. And that drug test was conducted on September 22nd. Ortiz gave a urine sample, so it wasn't even blood, you know. So again, Ortiz, as far as he was concerned, he didn't take anything. You know, it was prescribed to him, you know, and a lot of times these fighters don't know what's on the banned substance list, but they should have someone in their team definitely, you know, fine comb all that to make sure, especially when you're taking anything, man. I mean, we've said it time and time again, these guys, you know, like I think it was Lucien Boutte in the Badu Jack fight, if I'm not mistaken. You know, he was taking some sort of shake, according to him, and that had something. But the Ortiz is 38, and you know, this was his big shot, and I hope that they can get it together. I hope that that B sample maybe can be tested and he can clear his name, because Ortiz tested positive for steroids after a 2014 fight when he knocked out Latif Coyote. So that fight was overturned. So, you know, if he decides to test his B sample, it's going to be tested at his own expense. But it's highly unusual for the B sample to test any different from that A sample. Usually when you test the B sample is because you feel like, hell no, there's no way I tested positive for this drug. That A sample's contaminated. So, I don't know. Interesting to see what can happen. I got a quote from Lou DiBella. He says, I can verify the information Mauricio put out. I'm flabbergasted at, and particularly, Deontay Wilder is a great champion and a clean champion, and probably has been victimized more than any other fighter in the history of the sport. And you know, I don't know if he's been victimized, but he's definitely in a very unusual situation. Like I said, the last 16 months, 3 opponents. That is a lot of people testing positive. You had Povetkin test positive. Then you had Poland's Andrzej Wojcik test positive. I mean, and now this. So it really sucks. And with Ortiz's tainted history of that September 2014 knockout over Latif Coyote being overturned, this doesn't look good. We got a few callers. I'm going to go ahead and jump out to the phone lines. I obviously want to get your lines. These are my immediate reactions. We're probably going to come back and do this again with the gang. But like I said, early in the morning, I mean, look, I don't even take cream and sugar in my coffee anymore because of the diet And this had me ready for a sweet tooth. I'm like, I can't believe it. My boy Deontay Wilder straight out of clean opponents. I mean, what are we going to do? Right? So let's talk options before we go to callers. Like I said, Dillian White is ready to step in. I know that Deontay Wilder doesn't feel that's a big fight. So I don't know. I mean, it's better than Stiverne. I say that. You already paid Stiverne to step aside money. I know it doesn't make sense to pay Stiverne to fight Dillian White, but I'm sure at this point, maybe Eddie Hearns can make it worth your while. There's still plenty of time before the actual fight date. I mean, at least 1 month. And like Dillian White said he's ready. But just not Stiverne, man. Please, not Stiverne. Let Stiverne fight Dominic Brazil. I actually like that fight. It's going to be televised on Showtime.com. Hopefully, they stream it on their YouTube channel as well. But Stiverne needs to earn his shot. He needs to earn his shot. Yeah, man, and I don't want to see people blaming Wilder. Like, you know, the fact that you can find comments and people are saying, yeah, man, Wilder found a way to get out of this fight. He didn't want to fight Lewis Ortiz. I mean, Wilder tested clean. Let's remember that. But let's get to the callers. And first, a quick word from our sponsors.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
Going to go out to my main man in the UK, man. I want to get your thoughts on this whole story. I know you've been following it close. Robbie Hearn.
Dalla DiBiase Productions.
BJ was going to beat me, didn't you? You predict he's going to beat me.
Why isn't Wilder sold out 90,000? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get my face out.
BoxingWords.com.
Morning, Ness. How you doing?
I'm having a hell of a morning, brother. I woke up extra early, received this news, and immediately waked and baked and got ready for this because I wanted to talk, man. I want to see what the world feels about this.
Yeah, man. I mean, I know you and I in the past, we've had a little back and forth about, you know, you being Team Wilder and me being Team AJ, just a bit of banter. But you've got a feel for Wilder. People are going to... Yeah, that's the fella. You've got to feel for him because, you know, people say all this ducking and any excuse to get out of a fight. But look, he's testing clean. Is he waiting till fight night and thinking, oh shit, no one's failed a drug test. I'm not going to fight. He's going to step in with these guys. So I don't see where the, you know, it's anything on Wilder. What, he's done nothing wrong. But yeah, Ortiz, I mean, he should, like you said, whether he knows it himself, but someone in his team should know what's on a banned substance list, what's, you know, what's going to fail on a test. But I just wonder if they've maybe jumped the gun a little. Why? I just don't understand why they just come straight out. Ortiz has failed a test. Do they not consult with Ortiz's team and say, look,
It's typical. We've seen this before. Anytime someone under the clean boxing program tests positive, WBC always tweets it out. Oh, I mean, just check his Twitter. They're all there. His Instagram, all the pictures are there. This is nothing different. I know I've seen those comments as well from the fans. And I don't understand this need to defend or to point and blame. Right away, they're like, oh, WBC. They got ahead of themselves. This is going to be a lawsuit. What do you mean? First of all, it's their program. It's the WBC clean boxing program with VADA. So why wouldn't Mauricio Sulaiman, the president of the WBC, have any right to comment publicly on his fucking company and program?
No, I agree. I just mean, does a consultation take place? Do Ortiz's team get informed and say, look, well, this is some medication he's been given? I'm not making excuses for Ortiz. I mean, we all, a lot of top athletes, they take things and they take other things to mask the things they've taken and stuff. But, you know, just do they consult Ortiz's team and say,
I'm
well,
sure,
this has come up, you failed.
I'm sure they consult Ortiz's team. And again, from King Kong Boxing Instagram, you know, they immediately replied to Mauricio. I'm trying to pull it up here.
Yeah, I just wonder, you know.
All right, so they got a few things here. I'm gonna get. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say the fact that the WBC come out and say it straight to the world, and then it takes a tweet or a Instagram post from Ortiz's team to say, "Well, hang on, it's as if like it's not been a conversation beforehand." Like, do you know where I'm coming from? But it's sort of everything's gone public, and there's like almost a public argument where you'd think something would be said behind closed doors or over a telephone, and you know, approach the team beforehand. But I'm like I say, I'm not defending Ortiz's team or Ortiz for, you know, potentially it's a masking agent, who knows, allegedly or whatever. But you know, the likes of Tony Bellew obviously reacted straight away on his Twitter today, just said ban Ortiz for life. So you know, people have got their straight up opinions, whether they've researched it enough or what. But you know, this is shaken up. You said the other day that heavyweight division is going to start shaking up. Well, this is some news this morning that's really shaking it up. Sky Sports were going to show it live in the UK. They got the rights and were going to show the Wilder fight. You know, and a lot of people were excited by that. It sparked a few rumors because there's been things with the last couple of days of AJ and Eddie Hearn saying that AJ wants to unify in his next fight. So was the Wilder fight looking for the spring, and then we're heading for the summer for Parker that we spoke about the other day, the rumor for Wembley. So yeah, the heavyweight division's bringing in the headlines, like you said the other day.
It sure is. Listen, I'm on King Kong Boxing's Instagram, and he has a post that he, I guess, screenshotted from Boxeo Cubano, who explains that the two drugs found in his positive drug test happened to be found on blood pressure medication, which is something that we obviously discussed already in that ESPN report. But the description on King Kong Boxing's Instagram post says, check blood pressure meds on your own online and don't let them use this excuse to stop the fight. Hashtag fans, hashtag boxing, hashtag Wilder Ortiz. So he wants us to believe that, hey, this is normal medication for anyone that's has high blood pressure. Check it for yourself. But again, ESPN is stating that these two particular drugs are used to mask other performance enhancing drugs. Now, again, I'm not versed in that field, but how do you receive all that, Rob?
Yeah, I mean, I saw someone posted the other day. I mean, I don't know if some of these names will mean anything to you, Ness, because they're from other sports, but all these top athletes. We got Maria Sharapova, supposedly with a heart condition. She was popped for medication for that. You got cyclists and all that. And they were saying, oh, all these top class athletes, they don't sound very healthy. They've got all these problems that they need medication for. And obviously it just raises an eyebrow. And in this day and age with all this money that flies around with these big fights, big sporting events, people are going to look to maybe take an edge and, you know, cash in and get as much money as they can. But to risk this, I mean, look, no one really knows how old Ortiz is, but we know he's old enough that this is coming to the end of his career, and to maybe potentially throw away this title shot, it's stupid mistake, crazy mistake. But we're just gonna have to sit back and see how this plays out. Like you say, hopefully they can somehow work it out, but I'm not sure. I can't see it, but we'll have to see.
We sure do, man. We sure do. And I'm just showing another Instagram here where King Kong Boxing says they're trying hard to avoid Lewis from taking that belt from Wilder, and Wilder will do anything to stay away from Lewis, but this time they've gone too far. WBC Moro and WBC Boxing owes the public and Lewis an apology. And again, he's looking for this apology because the ingredients or the drugs that were found in the positive drug tests are used to for high blood pressure patients, you know? But again, according to ESPN and Dan Rayfield, those drugs are also used to mask performance-enhancing drugs. We're going to go back out to some more callers. Want to thank Robert all the way in the UK up early with us. Good morning to everyone. If you're listening to this live here on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. Don't be stingy with your thumbs up. It costs you nothing, and it helps with the visibility of the show. It lets me know, obviously, that you love the fact that I woke up extra early at 8 a.m. Eastern just to bring you this live show. So do me a favor. Hit the thumbs up, tell a friend to tell a friend, and if you're in a good mood, head on over to theboxingvoice.com, check out that Patreon button, or just go straight to patreon.com/theboxingvoice to check out some more exclusive content. We're going to go out to the 908. I want to believe it's Trenton, my boy Amin. I don't have a producer with me because I'm going solo. Scarface, no Manolo, but hey, when you got exciting news like this, not really exciting, right? But definitely immediate reaction worthy because it was like, you know, so let me get to who I believe is Amin, right?
You already know, Nessie. Listen, brother, don't make me, I know you travel. I know you an international boxing pundit, but you know 908 is Union County, bro. So don't put me down in Trenton. No perspective, because you was probably saying Trenton because I was trying to link up with my man Gintu down there.
Yeah, I thought you would lived in Trenton and just had the 908, you know, maybe relocated. No. So you were actually in Union then?
Yeah. I'm in Elizabeth. You know what I mean?
I want everybody to know. Amin is ducking me then. He and Elizabeth, he know we all training and he ducking. He don't want none of this work. None of this heavyweight work. I see you, Amin. Nah, but speaking of heavyweights, I mean, tell me, man.
Heavyweight.
Damn, you 168? Wow, you're tall.
Bro, I just got down to 179 from 180 something.
Damn, I remember you from an appreciation night. You're tall as hell. I even got that picture of us together. I didn't think you were that thin, but we are talking heavyweights, bro. Give me your immediate reaction, man. How'd you receive this early in the morning?
You know, first thing, I'm not going to lie. First thing when I heard it, I said, we need Scorsese to call in. Because Scorsese would call in and proclaim, Lewis Ortiz is the greatest goddamn heavyweight ever. He sounds like the barber in Coming to America talking about Joe Lewis and shit. So I want people to understand, Lewis Ortiz is a good boxer. He does not belong in the same class as Deontay Wilder. And what is the proof of that is, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. He's simply trying. I'm not accusing him of being a cheater, but where there's smoke, there's fire. Three opponents the Bronze Bomber has had. All these PEDs and testing, you cannot fault this man for not having the competition available to him to demonstrate his ability. The flip side, though, is Bronze Bomber, we don't need you getting too high up on the horse. You got to respect Dillian White as a credible opponent. Because that opponent not only demonstrates your readiness, your willingness, it prepares you for that unification with AJ. Even if AJ does the unification with Parker, let him do that. Wilder fights Dillian White, and then we got AJ and Wilder. That, to me, is an amazing layout for the heavyweight division. Everybody else can just fall in line behind that. That's the first thing I thought about.
Well, I mean, what do you think about, well, you actually already, you like Dillian White as an opponent. And all right, so now there's two narratives. There's two narratives, though, right? Team King Kong is saying, hey, these two drugs are common drugs in blood pressure medicine. King Kong was prescribed high blood pressure medicine by his doctor. We've done nothing wrong. you know, WBC and Vada owe us an apology. My question to them is, okay, why didn't you say you were on blood pressure medicine on September 22nd? But, you know, obviously ESPN is pitching a different narrative saying that these are masking agents. How do you take that?
Well, you know something? It's like I forgot what how they do it. But, like, if you go and take a test for marijuana and they'll look and they'll say your creatine levels is too low or too high. It's certain things that we can't fake the science of it. And as much as, you know, cats from back in the day, I understand steroids is evolving. I don't want to just make that accusation, but 9 times out of 10, that's like applying for a job. You got a misdemeanor or a felony and they say, check the box. If you want medication, you can declare that shit from the beginning. Cause we got to ask Matt when y'all do the show later. Don't UFC fighters, I think Chael Sonnen declared that he was trying to, have a child, so he needed extra testosterone. Even if it's a bullshit excuse, you can declare it out front and let them decide whether or not it's passable. So all of a sudden, and first of all, what the fuck kind of heavyweight boxer are you and you got high blood pressure? What's your fucking training like you got high blood pressure? Unless that shit is extremely genetic. So the fact that this motherfucker think he's going to get in the ring with high blood pressure against Deontay Wilder, all that shit is going to do is get his ass knocked out. So if it was a pre-existing medical condition, I'm sure they had a box on the form for it. And if he didn't fill it out, then the motherfucker smelled like a cheater to me.
All right, Amin. Thanks for calling in. And that's my question, you know. And I know Jay, the manager of King Kong Boxing and Luis Ortiz, you know, he listens to the show. The other day we were doing a Luis Ortiz, Deontay Wilder show, and boom, right away, he called me out on his Instagram. He called. He said, hey, this is going to let us know, does the Boxing Voice know anything about boxing? Because, you know, they know I'm picking Wilder or whatever. So hopefully Jay can call in and maybe clear it up. Let us know what's going on here. I'm going to go out to Texas, and I want to say it's my boy Class Inbound because I want to say, you know, he's excited. Well, not excited. I keep using the wrong word, right? But it just – it has us all anxious, right? And we all want to speak about it. But I believe this is Class Inbound. Am I correct with that?
Yes, you are. Of course it is. Yeah, man. Listen, last night I got the message when we got the message from Twitter. A homie of mine ended up waking me up and told me about it. And I thought it was fake at first until I went to go check the Twitter and it was confirmed. Listen, so here's the thing, right? I'm going to have to bring up another sport because this has kind of been going on for a while, and now the cheating and, you know, like the drug testing has become a big deal, especially this year. In UFC, that fight would have already been canceled. There would have been no buts, ifs, or ands. Like, it would have been canceled right there on the spot because nowadays we can never be too careful with what's going on in terms of, you know, either whether it's a performance enhancer or whether it's a masking agent because people are like, oh, the WBC went too fast on it. The moment that the WBC and VADA becomes lenient, then they have to start being lenient on other things, and then suddenly VADA isn't VADA anymore. Luis Ortiz, he may have taken those prescription. It might be, you know, high for his blood pressure, but why wasn't that brought up to with VADA? You're telling me that all of a sudden Luis Ortiz is just happening to take these right before the biggest fight of his career, and now suddenly it's a big deal? Like, no, that's fucking retarded. Like, I can't, like, people are trying to give Ortiz a pass. You're telling me that you've had high blood pressure your entire career and you've never told anyone, and that all of a sudden it's now just coming up as if nobody knew anything, even though VADA gave you a chance to come clean with everything? Nah, I don't buy that. Like, that's absolute nonsense. Like, that's a damn shame, because this is going to be the third time Deontay Wilder goes through this. Like, the third fucking time. And like I said, the only fight I can give Wilder now, take Dillian White, take a paycheck, because it's like, he's still going to be favoring the fight. It's a common opponent. I still want the Ortiz fight to happen. I'm hoping that it really is just a big misunderstanding, but the facts are that you have to make sure that VADA, WBC, and all the organizations understand what you're taking prior to the fight so stuff like this doesn't happen, because we've already had a press conference and they've already done promotions. They've already had a venue set. This affects a lot of people. It isn't just the fighters. It affects promoters. It affects companies. It affects people's renting out the venue. Like, this stuff matters, and it's absolutely a shame. Like, people are blaming Wilder. It's like, that's stupid. Like, that doesn't make any sense, man. But what do you think, Ness?
I mean, I'm just as hyped up about it as you, man. It's sad because this was a great fight. You know, it would have given us a definitive champion in the division. You know, both men needed each other. And like I say, I'm crossing my fingers that this still can be salvaged. But I'm with you. To blame Wilder is ridiculous. To not check the box on the form and let them know that you're taking pre-existing medication is ridiculous. And for any troll, Luis Ortiz fan, or just pessimist, I mean, look, bro, even when we go to the doctors for anything, they ask us, are we on any medication? So I would assume that VADA asks the same freaking question. Are you taking anything? I mean, we've seen Vanez Martirosyan blame it on, you know, like GNC type products. Once upon a time, I believe it was with Snack, or may not be Snack. Don't quote me on that, but definitely Google. I mean, these fighters all the time, their excuses, I didn't know what I was taking. We can't keep accepting that. We just can't. But you know, Class and Bound, I do want to bring up the fact that this has happened to Wilder before with Povetkin, and it cost Povetkin $5 million. Now, I don't know if they're going to get that type of money from Luis Ortiz, but Wilder already won in a civil suit versus Povetkin in a federal court. His lawyers are obviously already well-versed in this. Do you see him taking Luis Ortiz to court? Because there are camp expenses when you're on this level. You're paying, you know, sparring partners to come in, and you're putting them up in a hotel. You're feeding them three meals a day, and you're paying them weekly, right? Then, obviously, the flights, things, all there's camp expenses. The trainer, you know, he's expecting to get paid. Without a purse, trainer doesn't get paid. Fighters training for 8 weeks, he wants to get paid. Without a fight, there's no fight. So do we see him going back the legal route, in your opinion?
I could see it. I don't know if they will. The only reason I'd say I'm not as sure, because in Povetkin's case, it was detected almost 2 weeks before the fight was to happen, or it was detected way.
I mean, all right, but 2 weeks.
Deontay was already in Russia.
But 2 weeks and 4 weeks is not a big difference. It's only two more. We're literally about 4 weeks out, November 4th.
Well, yeah. No, but like the reason I'm just saying, like, the reason I'm saying that is because, like, Deontay he was already in Russia by the time, you know, all this came around, and he had to take the flight expenses to go back. Like, it was just a mix of everything that was going on. In the case with Luis Ortiz, I can see it, but they need to do something because, like I said, he's already preparing. He's already had a training camp. This is what the fight is made up for. No one's going to want to watch, like, Deontay Wilder fight a no-name again just so people can shit on him for something Ortiz did. And it's like, I'm not going to watch Deontay Wilder fight, I don't know, a cab driver number 37 or whatever because, you know, Ortiz couldn't keep himself out of trouble, you know? Like, that's no one's going to pay to watch that. And that's what this is supposed to be a big coming out party for Wilder, for Ortiz. That's why Ortiz got that deal with Heyman.
Now, and I had something that's that morning. All right, here we go. It is the high blood pressure thing, right? I get accused of not being the most intelligent egg in the crate, right? So I want to ask you. Can an active boxer have high blood pressure?
I feel like they can. I don't like that. That doesn't stop anyone from being an athlete. Like, lots of other athletes have high blood pressure. It's not just in boxing. But it happens in other sports as well.
But correct me if I'm wrong. When you go to the doctor and they strap you up in the arm and they pump your arm and they let the air out slowly and they check your blood pressure and he's like, "Whoa, you got high blood pressure, guy." And you're like, "Oh man, doc, what could I do? Eat a little healthier. Do a little exercise."
What?
So I don't get it. I mean, fighters live that life.
Yeah, but fighters have also had a history of going through, even with other implications, like Sergio Martinez and his leg. Evander Holyfield, when he fought Moore, he had a heart condition or he had something going on with his heart in the first time he fought.
Yeah, so but hold on.
Something like this.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but Evander also tested positive too, so.
Well, I don't remember. I'll check on that. But like, if you're right, I'll definitely get back to you. I'll Google it. All right.
But let me get to some other callers. Class Inbound, thank you for participating early in the morning. We're going from Texas now all the way to the boot. We're going to Florida. It's not really the boot, right? Because the boot would be Miami. This is Orlando. I want to believe this could be Majid, but we have a lot of Florida callers. So, 407?
Oh, man. It's been that long you forgot about me.
Jay, what up?
What's going on, fam? You know how to call in, ref for my boy Bomb Squad, because they already trying to blame him in the comment section on IG and all that stuff like that. I just don't get how somebody feels something and now it's your issue. Like, now it's your problem. Like, you know, now it's something that you did. Like, what could he do? Like, you want him to get in there? And also, too, you were talking about IG post. Did you see what Brian Jennings posted?
No, but I'll go check it out. See what he said.
All right, cool. You posted. Yeah, check it out. See what he said. He was talking. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Is it BY something?
BY Jennings. Yeah.
I hate that he does that. Come on. People can't find you like that. That's why, look, he only got 54,000 because of that. What'd he do? Boom. So, Luis Ortiz. Let me see here. He said third time, but is this Luis Ortiz's third time? No.
They were saying that on other posts, though. They were saying this is his third time failing. I didn't know this was the third time. I knew when he failed before in Miami when he knocked the guy out in the first round. And he tried to fight that as well. I remember him trying to fight that one as well.
I know Golden Boy stuck with him through one, but I mean, I'm going to screenshot this and, screen share this with the public. So they could see it. But it's pretty much more of the same. You know, Brian Jennings says, I mean, I'm sure there'll be further investigation to either prove guilt or innocence. But this is the third time. So I'm just saying, third time's a charm. Your whole career is in jeopardy. Shaking my head. You can't do shit without these enhancements. A lot of dudes can't do shit without these banned substances. So... And this is what Jay, the promoter of King Kong, the manager of King Kong Boxing is saying, like, yo, you guys are jumping the gun. You're tainting my man. But again, I don't really believe that whole jumping the gun story. I feel like the WBC, that's their program. They can't jump the gun on what's theirs. If they want to announce something.
Yeah, my thing with that is, it's how could you say they're jumping the gun? Like, let's flip the story, right? Let's say he failed the drug test, right? And let's say there was rumors, because you all know stuff gets leaked. Let's say there was a rumor, and one of you boxing writers leaked something saying, like, hey, King Kong sells something, and then really so Suleiman goes out and says, nah, you know, we have something, but we're still working on it. We're, like, doing an investigation on it, but, you know, he hasn't failed anything. Then we'll be saying, oh, the WBC is inclusion. You know, they're trying to hide something. They're trying to cover up. Then we'll be saying the complete opposite. So I feel like it's, like, a damn if you do and a damn if you don't. But I prefer this way. Because everything's out in the open. And just like Class and Bound said, in the UFC, this would have been off already. Like, there's no, like, going back. Like, there's no.
Well, this is back, off.
Like, saying, like, oh, hey, you know.
This is off. According to Lou DiBella, the fight is off, you know. I'm just saying, I'm wishfully hoping that because we both know both men need a significant, meaningful fight. Hopefully, you know, this could all get reversed and it was a one big mistake and Wilder's okay moving forward and Lewis is okay moving forward. But I know that that's a world that's unrealistic and probably doesn't exist.
I doubt that it gets, you know, that happens just because they've made that announcement of canceling, because, like, then that would have caused confusion with ticket sales and all that stuff like that. But hopefully Wilder takes the Dillian Whyte fight. I'm not mad at the Dillian Whyte fight. Anything outside of that, maybe like a Brian Jennings. But outside of those two names, I can't think of nobody else that – or Parker. Maybe wait, you know, see if he can get Parker. Those three. Those are the three that I'll accept. Anything outside of that.
Oh, my God. A Parker unification. Like, you know, a Parker unification would be the best flea flicker he could pull off. But let me ask you, was Ortiz Wilder getting you from Orlando to New York, or you were going to watch this on TV?
I was thinking about it. I was waiting to see if I was going to come up on, like, I had already checked ticket prices and stuff like that. I had already talked to a few of my people, like me and Jeremy from Georgia were talking about going up there. So I was thinking about doing it. I just hadn't pulled that trigger, and I'm glad I hadn't pulled that trigger, you know, now that this has come out. But I was definitely thinking about it. I had already looked at hotels and stuff.
So let me ask you.
Flights cheap for that week, 167.
You basically have done all the preliminary investigating for, you know, or research to put a package together to come to New York City had this fight happen. If it's Dillian Whyte, what do you do?
I stay at home.
So you don't even research. You don't even check it. You don't even check prices anymore.
Nah.
Oh, well, all right, Jay, man. Thank you for calling in, brother. Have a good morning. Safe ride and commute to work. We're going to go out to D.C., and I bet you this is our 2016 caller of the year, Marcus in Washington, D.C., right?
Yo. You got it. You got it, man. Producer, let's and do it all day, every day, man. You know how you do, man. Yo, check this out. Hey, man, listen. If you belong to VADA and stuff, VADA has a list of drugs for almost every condition that you have that gives you an acceptable usage to go to your doctor and say, hey, man, these drugs right here would test me dirty, so I need you to give me something on this list for this condition. You see what I'm saying? So the fact that he keeps saying, oh, it's for blood pressure, everybody know I'm on blood pressure, but shit, VADA knows and understands which blood pressure medicine reduce blood pressure without necessarily acting as a masking agent, which is what the alarm is off about the hydrochlorothiazide, is because they're water pills. They basically, diuretics would make you piss a lot, which would make you pass any illegal substance that you have in your body. The problem with it is that, yeah, you can work out every day and have high blood pressure. A lot of times what athletes won't have is they don't usually have they have low resting heart rate, but high blood pressure is just about losing elasticity in your veins, so that when your body's pumping the blood, there's a higher than normal pressure. So yeah, you could be a full time athlete, practice every day, and still have high blood pressure. But as far as people condemning motherfucker Deontay Wilder, someone he gonna fight another bump. Let's be perfectly honest. It's four people in the heavyweight. The heavyweight made a resurgence. So it's not like we had a plethora of other people he could fight. There's four people he could afford. That was Vladimir, Joseph Parker, AJ, and for a second, maybe Povetkin, that anybody had any type of respect for. The fact of the matter is that Vladimir retired. Povetkin can't keep the needle out of his arm. So we only really talking about two fighters. So if he can't fight an AJ and he can't fight a Parker, then everyone else is a bum. What do you expect? You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, he should take the Dillian Whyte fight. If he can flea flicker into a Joseph Parker fight, that'd be ideal. But I mean, to be perfectly honest, people keep acting like the heavyweight division had been cranking for a while. It just resurged with all these heavyweights that we just had. So the gene pool underneath them is not good. So, but you got to fight who you fight. You know what I'm saying? That's not his fault. He's in the air. He beat. I respect him. I respect Wilder because he beat the dudes you're supposed to beat and beat the shit out of them. I hate when dudes have a weak pool of fighters and they always going 12 rounds. They always wrestling and rolling around the ring with dudes
who you clearly superior to, but you keep carrying them. Deontay does what you're supposed to do when you put a bum in front of him. He knocks them out. I don't have a problem with that. You know what I'm saying? Knock them out. Just stop carrying bums. So if people want to say everybody underneath those four fighters I just named are bums, then I agree with you. But then ask yourself, then put the pressure on the people like AJ, stop waiting 8 months to take fights. Put the people pressure on people like Joseph Parker, stop waiting 8 months between fights. You know what I'm saying? I think Deontay took a dangerous fight in Gerald Washington off of a broken hand and a torn bicep. I don't see none of these other dudes doing it. Big Baby took it after the man was softened up because he wanted to say he want that work. But, I mean, come on, man. For real. And they, I got they Billy Wilder for this. I don't get it. Your man Ortiz, he's dirty. It's just plain and simple. You gotta call a duck a duck. He's dirty. He got three dirties. You see what I'm saying? Three dirties. He had a 1 year suspension. The fact that he posted his prescription medicine up there only goes to show more that he's not in denial that they probably found what they found. So the B test is unnecessary because he's basically admitting, yeah, you found what I'm prescribed. What the fuck? So, like you said, check the box, man. Previous injury, check the box. Previous medicine, check the box. They're going to ask you every time. So why people is here coming to defense of Luis Ortiz, I don't understand, man. You got to call a duck a duck. I don't care whether you think he was going to beat Wilder or not. Call a duck a duck. Say, hey, man, the man got his hand in the wrong fucking drug. If he went to GNC and took some shit that was contaminated, I'd be the first person to say, man, they might need to look at that and let the fight go on. But when you have what is known as considered as a masking agent, when you're off cycling from PED, it's a problem, especially if you already have a previous conviction for PED. If he had no prior PED situation, I'd probably wrestle with him and say, man, come on, man, the fight should go on. It's just blood pressure medication. But we know now that blood pressure medication that he had is subject to maybe hiding the PED, which he has been suspended for before. So, come on, man. They got to clean this up. I feel sorry for Wilder. I threw the dog shit out of them. And I don't know, man. Like, what you think? I know you ride with the Bob Bronze bomber like me. But what you think they should do? You think they should put that legal paperwork on them? Or what?
Well, I was telling Class Inbound that because Wilder had went the legal route with Povetkin, and was awarded $5 million in that case, I think that it's highly likely that he may go that route. I know Class Inbound said it's a little different because Wilder had, you know, flew to Russia and all that, or was in the UK waiting to go to Russia, so you know it was a little more serious. But I think maybe he goes the legal route. But what I want to ask you and any other callers is, you know, we usually feel this way after a bad scorecard. You know, the words black eye on boxing, or it's tainted, or, you know, this is why boxing doesn't grow, you know, like, oh, this is another setback. What could be done? I mean, yo, I really want a league takeover at this point, because we need an umbrella, you know. Something needs to happen. There's just too much BS, bro. Every week there's something. If it's not scorecards, it's testing, and if it's not any of those things, then it's guys just not wanting to fight. I mean, that's why we got Sean Porter versus Adrian Granados, because other welterweights don't want to fight Sean Porter. I mean, it's just crazy. Something really needs to happen. This, you know, I'm a guy that is obviously lives and breathes this sport, right? This show started at 8 a.m. Eastern time. But damn, this is frustrating, bro. Truly frustrating. So Marcus, as quickly as possible, let me know, what do you think can be done to, you know, help boxing in these types of situations, you know?
Man, the thing is that I know that I learned when the Mayweather era was going on was how much money was actually in boxing that boxers actually never saw, which means that there's probably so many hands in the piggy bank that we just had no idea how many people had their hand in it. And so I think I think with any type of situation like this, if you want to straighten it out, I think what you have to do is you have to follow the money. I think you have to find out from a fight who's actually getting paid to get some of these ancillary people out of the sport, because I think these are the people who have the influence that's not allowing the sport to be proliferate like it's supposed to. Because like you said, we got fighters that's not taking fights that you would think that they would need to take the fight. So I don't know if it's a governing body, but I think what they really need to do is have to – people who make money off of the sport need to be licensed and or governed by a state or United States governing body, so that that can be documented on why they're getting the money and whether there's conflicts of interest in boxing. Because that's the only thing I could think of. When people don't take championship fights as reason enough, championship opportunity fights as reason enough to take a fight, and are haggling over the money, it only goes to show the dysfunction of boxing as the business side. The fights, the fighters themselves, when they get into the ring, when the good fighters get into the ring like Canelo and Triple G, the fight is fine. It's all the ancillary stuff that goes with it. It's all the stuff, the huff and puff, the years it takes to make the fight and all the other stuff. So I think it just as us as fans, we just really need to press for a more unified boxing commission. I think we need to follow the money and get some of the people out of the business that are in it for the money and not for the sport. And you know what I'm saying? So thanks. Good call this morning, man. Great wake up and see this 8 o'clock call, man. And I hope to hear something more about it later on.
All right, Marcus, thanks for calling in. We're going to go out to the 386. First time caller, 386. No producer. So help me out here, buddy.
Yeah, nah, this ain't my first time calling, man. I've called in before, man. What's going on?
What's up, brother? What's your name?
Good morning to you, man. Will Keem, I'm calling from Florida, man, out of Orlando, Florida, man. I'm on the same vibe as you this morning, man. Little wake and bake, got the news, drinking some coffee, listening to the show. I kind of mad about the whole Ortiz thing, because I really want to see that fight. I mean, do you really think it's not going to, like, you think they're going to throw it out if the fight will still go on, or do you think that fight is not going to happen?
Well, according to the promoter of the Deontay Wilder, Lou DiBella, the fight is canceled.
Oh, damn, that sucks, man. That's terrible. Damn, that's terrible. That's horrible, man. But, and I was just listening to what you were saying about you know, how what boxing needs to do to kind of help its image and uplift its image. Because, you know, I feel like boxing has been growing a lot lately. Like, I've been a pretty big boxing fan for a while. I got some friends that are kind of getting into boxing, you know what I mean? Like, getting back into it. And I've been seeing a lot of people complaining about, like, you know, it started with the Pacquiao decision and then, you know, the scorecards. And people are starting to want to watch boxing because there's good fights. But then you have all the bullshit that surrounds it, you know, and people get turned off by it real quick. And they're like, you know, I don't want, you know, this is why I don't watch boxing. I don't watch boxing. And, I, you know, I wish there was, like, something that really could be done outside of boxing itself, man. Like the guy before was just saying, there's got to be some sort of higher power, you know what I mean, so to speak, that controls what's going on, because it's hurting the sport. It really is. Like, they're finally putting on all the good fights so people want to watch because the fights are so good, but then it's surrounded with so much bullshit that, you know, it just turns people away. So I don't know, man. I think boxing needs somebody needs to step in and do something as far as, you know, all that bullshit that surrounds it to help control the sport, man, because it's just hurting. It's hurting the sport.
I totally agree, man.
Yeah, man, I was just
totally agree with you, brother. I wish we had a takeover, man. I wish there was a, you know, rich enough company that came in UFC style and presented a network with enough money and each fighter with enough money to bring everybody under one banner. And every fighter, you know, have to do VADA. I mean, it's really simple to get it together, right? Like, you only got to put a couple of people in the room to get this thing done. You get, you know, Margaret Goodman from VADA. You get, obviously, the WBC. You know, if any other sanctioning bodies, I've said it in the past, any other sanctioning bodies want to get on and transform and make one belt, then do it. But, you know, most fighters feel that the WBC green belt is the fight that they want. You know, that's the one that's most synonymous with boxing for the fighters anyway. So like I said, the other sanctioning bodies could, instead of the belt having the faces, it can have the other sanctioning body, IBF, WBA, whatever, on the side. They all get down. Now you got VADA. You got the sanctioning bodies, which is what the fighters want. They always want a title to win because those are achievements and accolades. And then, you know, you get all the fighters under one banner, so there's no ducking. And offer that to one network. You know, one network would obviously have to make a lot of dates for you. And there's a lot of other sports programming. So it is a huge commitment to ask any network to put on that much boxing. Imagine all the boxing, you know, on the U.S. side of things, because we're not even talking U.K. Imagine all the U.S. boxing on one network. It's just very difficult. It's a dream scenario, bro. It's, you know, but if that were the case, it would be easy, you know, put them all on that one network and you govern everybody. Everybody's doing VADA and there's only one belt. So, you know, champion faces the number one contender. It takes it back to the good old days and it makes it simple. We got some more calls. We're going to go out to the 404. No producer, brother. Good morning. Where you calling from? .404, you're live.
Hey, what's good? This is Chris. I haven't called in a minute. It's just we got some crazy news going on, and you know, I just wanted to say, you know, I was a Deontay Wilder critic. Or skeptic. I've been one for a while, but it just seems like over the past year and a half, you know, a lot of things have just happened to kind of change my opinion of him. You know, it didn't feel like before he wanted a big fight, you know, or to fight anybody big, but when you look at Povetkin, PEDs, you look at Luis Ortiz with PEDs, it's like nobody wants to fight this guy, and if they do, they want to be juiced to the gills, you know. Joseph Parker is swerving and dodging. Even really Anthony Joshua, they're trying to push that fight back as far as possible. So, you know, I feel for the guy. And, you know, Deontay just needs to keep his head up and keep doing what he's doing. But it just seems that over the past year and a half, it's just kind of become clear that these guys don't want anything to do with that speed, that strength, and that knockout power. So that's my call.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in, man. You know what sucks? That I was talking to Jay Diaz, man. I wanted to bring this up, too. This is actually the reason I asked Marcus what could be done to stop things like this, right? Because this fight is canceled. Tickets that were sold have to be refunded. All those fighters. Think about how stacked this card was, right? Now maybe Sean Porter versus Adrian Granados moves to the main event. Like, what happens, right? What happens to a guy like Matt, you know, and dozens more like Matt, our own co-host, that paid for a flight already? We had travel plans, you know? All that is done. This is, and no other sport is like that. If you want to go fucking see a Bulls game, I'm sure the Bulls are going to show up. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. I mean, you guys follow other sports. I obviously do not, but I'm sure it takes a lot for another sport for their game to get canceled or something like that. We're going to go to the 510. I want to believe this is Donald in Richmond, California. Right, Donald?
Yeah. What's up, man? I just woke up. I'm getting ready for work, and then I looked and it said Boxing Voice Live. I said, "Oh shit! Let me get on here real fast." And then I was looking at the headline, and I said, "Ain't that about a bitch? Fucking Luis Ortiz, he's still juicing. Isn't that something?" I mean, it doesn't surprise me because, you know, I was thinking that as soon as I seen that him and Wilder had a fight, the first thing that came to the back of my mind is. I said, what's this motherfucker fail a fucking drug test and this fight be off? And I said, and then Wilder is still not going to be able to get that big fight because he does get talked about like he doesn't want a big fight. And we all know that I would say maybe at some point he wasn't really trying to get a big fight, but he is trying to get a big fight. So everybody who's criticizing him about him not wanting to fight anybody and not wanting to get a big fight, I think they need to leave him alone with that bullshit, because this guy, he is trying to get a big fight. He tried to fight Povetkin. That motherfucker failed the drug test. And now look what happens to Luis Ortiz. So, I mean, damn, like, who does he fight now? That's a big name that's going to give him, you know, that spunk that he needs. You know, I'm just thinking,
it's
like,
it's difficult, think about man. It. It's like Marcus said, bro, there's only like four top heavy weights, right? Four top heavy weights. So if you're not fighting one of them, everyone else, no one's really going to be happy with.
Yeah, and it's just going to be the same thing. And then, of course, since we know Wilder's probably already started his training camp, you know, he's going to have to fight somebody, or his training camp and everything that he's probably got going on right now was going to be a waste for nothing. So it's just going to be kind of like the same scenario again, like when he fought Gerald, you know, it's like he had a big fight planned for somebody, and now he's going to have to, like, go through the rankings and find somewhat of a, you know, a suitable, decent opponent so the training camp doesn't go to waste. But, I mean, like you said, it's not going to be anybody that we're going to be happy with. But, you know, I'm not going to say nothing bad about him. You know, he's trying. And if the motherfuckers are cheating, what can he fucking do, you know? He's doing his part.
Sad situation, brother. Sad situation.
Yeah. It's unbelievable, you know. You know what? This is a little bit off the subject, but I just wanted to say something about it, because a lot of times when your show is going, I'll be like at work and I'll be like, I'll listen to it and I'll be like, damn, I can't even really call in like how I used to, because most of the time when the show's going on, I'm at work and I'm at work listening to the show on my Bluetooth. But I was just about to say something about the Arthur Beterbiev fight the other day. And then I was thinking, like, before it said that the fight was for a title fight, I was thinking in the back of my mind, I said, if Ward really retired and he really vacated those belts, I said, that Arthur Beterbiev feud is going to be for that IBF belt. And he's going to get that belt so easily. And just like you said the other day, he's like, Arthur Beterbiev is fighting for the Viking IBF belt against who the fuck is that guy? We don't know who the fuck he is. Yeah. He's probably going to go in there and knock that guy out in two or three rounds, and he's going to get the belt. Arthur Beterbiev needs to fucking thank Andre Ward, because he's going to be IBF champion because Ward retired. And I think just like Sergey Kovalev's trainer said, and I was thinking the same thing, I think that Arthur Beterbiev would probably be the next person to stop Sergey Kovalev if they fight.
Arthur Beterbiev. Well, I mean, you know, he does have a win over him in the amateurs, a couple of wins, I believe.
They said he beat him twice. Yeah. They said he beat him twice in amateurs, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's a puncher too, just like Kofler. Like,
but I guess.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Donald, man, I want to thank you obviously for calling in. I wanted to go and just check the rankings out. See where's everyone at? And who possibly face, right? That's what I want to know. So I'm on the divisional rankings on a few different locations just to get a good barometer of things. And pretty much the list is the same. On most, I think I'll open up Ring TV as well. I know a lot of people, or at least a lot of our listeners, use the Ring, right? So let's get their ratings out and go to the heavyweight division as well. And just check where everyone is at and who can step in on short notice and not lay this card to waste, right? Because right now, like, look, Canadian Jose is listening. He can't talk, but he's all the way in Canada. And this guy is willing to travel from Canada to New York City for the Deontay Wilder-Lewis Ortiz fight. Now, on the ring, they have the champion still being Tyson Fury. We know that he cannot fight. He was extremely big in the Huey Fury fight. I watched that live. He's just not going to get in shape in 4 weeks. Anthony Joshua is scheduled to fight October 28th, and he's the number one, is Anthony Joshua, according to Ring. Deontay Wilder is the number two. Pulev, who is facing Joshua on October 28th, is the number three. Ortiz, who was scheduled to face Deontay Wilder, is the number four. And Joseph Parker, who just got a win over Huey Fury, is the number five. Povetkin, who tested positive back-to-back, is somehow back on number six on the Ring's rankings. And Andy Ruiz Jr., who lost to Joseph Parker, and we haven't heard anything since that loss, is somehow number seven. Dillian White from the UK, common opponent with Anthony Joshua, has number eight. Dominic Brazil, number nine. And Big Baby Miller, number 10. On BoxRec rankings, we have a slightly different list. Joshua being number one, Povetkin being number two, Wilder number three, Pulev four, Ortiz five, Joseph Parker six. And here's where it gets even way more interesting. Charles Martin, number seven. Christian Hammer, number eight. And Adam Wolnacki, number nine. Jared Miller, number 10. Lucas Brown, 11. Dominic Brazil, Malik Scott, Andy Ruiz, and Johan Dunhapis or whatever, Eric Molina, Dillian White. So we're all the way at Carlos Takam at 18 and David Hay and Chisora at 19 and 20. ESPN, what do they have? They have Joshua at number one, Wilder number two, Luis Ortiz number three, Joseph Parker four, Pulev five, Dillian White six, Dominic Brazil seven, Andy Ruiz eight, Miller, Big Baby, Gerald Miller, 9, and Adam Wolnacki, 10. So obviously, BoxRec having Charles Martin and Christian Hammer and Wolnacki higher than most, but Wolnacki at least made two out of the three lists. Christian Hammer and Charles Martin did not. Everyone else is there. Now that we got that out of the way, right, and we see from three different rankings where these guys are, what do we want? Or what is acceptable on 4 weeks short notice? Moment of silence as we all think this one through. What is realistic? 4 weeks notice. Let's put that into perspective while you guys put your thinking caps on and think about what can possibly happen. Think about the last opponent that tested positive. And I believe it was Chris Areola had to step in. How much did Areola get paid on 4 weeks short notice? Can anyone remember? Come on. Don't anybody rush to raise your hand. I want to say it was $150,000. I believe it was about $150,000. Listen, if you're watching this on YouTube, present, future, past, doesn't matter. Hit that thumbs up button. Let us know you appreciate us waking up early in the morning here on the East Coast at 8 a.m. to give you this early morning show. Look at that. We've been here for almost an hour and a half talking boxing because we just got the warning Kevin's call. Not so wonderful. Oh, life, what the hell is about that?
To take a turn. You've been chosen to save the world.
I'm here to guide and protect
ESPN
you.
And their little ads. Oh. What is up with that? So, yeah. What are we going to take here? Who is possible? And I think the easiest
60 seconds
easiest fights to get done, two out of the three lists, Adam Wolnacki. He's a New York heavyweight. He was just in the news because Big Baby Miller was supposed to fight him, and they chose not to fight each other because they were friends and felt that they needed to earn more money if they were going to have that fight. So Adam being from Brooklyn, New York City, he could step in. He could step in, and I'm sure they can possibly sell some tickets because he's obviously from Poland, And, you know, there's a lot of Polish people that love to watch boxing. They'll come out to the Barclays Center. Dillian White is a second possible option, right? I know a lot of people want that fight. How big would it be in New York City? I don't know. I don't think it would be a big fight in New York City, especially not for a four-week short notice. Maybe if it had the 8 weeks to properly promote and get Dillian White known into the New York City tri-state area. Dillian White is known more to the internet fans, the hardcores, and we think, you know, based on hardcore pay-per-view numbers, that's about 170 to 250,000 people only. Dominic Brazil, would you take that? Should they scrap the Stavern fight and let Brazil step in? We're hearing rumors of Stavern having to step back in. Would you take Andy Ruiz, who lost to Joseph Parker, and that would make it a common opponent with Joseph Parker to build up that fight? Or would you rather Big Baby Miller, who's been adamant about a shot with Wilder, who's had sparring sessions with Wilder, who just actually signed to fight the tall, I think 6'7", Maurice Vak, who's faced Vladimir Klitschko. We have some options. I'll go to the New York City. Looks like Brooklyn itself. 347, you're live. Who's this?
Hello, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Very good. I think, what's his name, Luis Ortiz, need to ponder over this. If he wants to keep his boxing career going, I think you should think about this really big time, because this is the second time this sort of thing is happening. And we've been through this before with Luis Ortiz. I was in London. Everybody was talking about how Joshua was ducking Luis Ortiz. And everybody was running their mouth about, oh, Luis Ortiz was going to knock his ass out. Luis Ortiz was going to knock his ass out and stuff. Yeah, there's that. The problem is this. If you keep getting yourself caught up in all of this sort of drug testing issue, that is absolutely ridiculous, and it's not good for the sport. Even though I'll tell you, boxing is fine just the way it is. One of your callers was talking about how what could be done about the situation regarding possibly somebody coming in, some big money guys coming in to swoop the boxing industry just to be able to make things right. But the problem is, boxing is fine just the way it is. It's always been this way. There are fights you want to see that is not going to happen. There are fights that will happen that you will hate. It's, for example, what's his name? Klitschko versus Joshua, right? Everybody was raving about it. Good fight, good fight. But in the end, the biggest thing was this. It checked a whole lot of boxes that boxing fans or diehard fans have been wanting to see. It checked about 60 to 70% boxes, you know, the things that we wanted to see within that fight. That's why everybody was like, oh, yeah, it was a good fight. It was a good fight. Somebody got knocked the fuck out. He punched himself out. Klitschko was doing technicalities. There was a whole lot of stuff happening in that fight. And that was beautiful. And it wasn't at all like 100% fight. I mean, we've seen people like, you know, Rumble in the Bronx. We've seen all these guys go crazy. We've seen big fights before. All I'm saying is Deontay Wilder is a good fighter. He's not a bummer. I hear a lot of people always trying to put it, a lot of people always trying to make it look like Deontay Wilder is a, yes, he has a problem where he's been fighting. I mean, he fought a lot of, a lot of no names, a lot of people who are not recognized in the boxing world, a lot of people who a lot of people, like with 38 fights, there's a whole lot of people that, you know, you can just say, yeah, you know, if you know a lot about boxing, you can say, yeah, I mean, the 38 fights is not all that, you know, but Luis Ortiz really fucked up this time, because everybody, a lot of diehard fans have been dying, we've been dying to see this fight. And it would have been an amazing fight. But right now, the whole idea of trying to replace Luis Ortiz with somebody else, I don't think it's even worth it. I think Deontay Wilder should just chill out, not to go get any other fighter, not to rush into fight, getting somebody else in the ring with
him.
Yeah,
but he's already been out. Like he's already been out 7 months, bro. He can't keep waiting for these guys to act right. It's going to make him inactive.
I absolutely understand what you're saying, but you also got to understand this.
that he's under his belt, the fighters he's been at under his belt, it's a little tricky. Like, it's been a little crazy with Deontay Wilder. You know that. The 38 fights he's been through, it's not, these are not fighters you can actually classify, you can actually put in, you can categorize them in, like, they're not all that. And I don't think that Luis Ortiz would have been the shit right now for Deontay Wilder. He was the best fighter for him at this moment of his career, because this is the time you want to fight the big names, like Joshua did. You know, Joshua, he's big, like he's only had 19 fights. And with his 19 knockouts, that's some badass record. Like, you knocked out the world champion Klitschko. You went at it with Dillian Whyte. And, you know, what's the name of this guy? Josh Martin, he got knocked out. He's had a pretty good rap sheet. I just don't want hey, we Americans. We don't want our guy to be like, oh, he's the one fighting all the, you know, you gonna go look at his 38 fighters and what has he got? You know, you can't even put the first 10. He hasn't fought any big fighter, any fighter who belongs to the first 10.
I agree with you, my friend. I agree, bro. He gets a bad rap. Hopefully, you know, something can happen. But I want to go ahead and wrap this one up. You know, this was a spontaneous show, as you know, early morning, good morning, boxing fan show. So thank everybody that called in. It is that time. It's going to be like double final thoughts, right? Because these are my final thoughts to the immediate reaction later on. I'm sure we'll get a bunch more news reported on this and have other thoughts. But right now, I'm kind of like my last caller, man. It sucks. This was a great fight. Two good opponents that needed each other. You know, people traveling, people making travel arrangements. Boxing just, you know, it needs to start respecting its fans more. This was a big opportunity for Ortiz and a great opportunity for Wilder to get some street cred in the boxing world, right? Amongst journalists and internet punks. That didn't happen. Hopefully Lou DiBella and Al Haymon can put together a flea flicker that we enjoy. Keeping it real. Something that is going to be worthy of that Showtime date and of that main event slot. Let's see what they put together. Again, I want to remind you guys to definitely join in supporting this podcast. This is a listener-driven podcast, so head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice and sign up for some exclusive content. We give out some rewards as well. And at the end of the day, you're supporting the podcast that you love and ensuring that we remain on the air and doing spontaneous shows like this at 8 in the morning Eastern time, bringing you that news as you wake up. Because I know a lot of you, you know, you wake up, you go to the fucking crapper, and you're on your favorite website, and boom, you get some news. And it's like, what? Ortiz tested positive again? Fuck. And look, you didn't have to wait 6-8 hours till you got out of work. Not. Be here. We're here to give you your platform so that you can voice your opinion on this topic and get it out there to the world, because you know that the public is definitely listening. The media people are definitely listening. The fighters are definitely listening. And if you've been listening to this show long enough, you know that that is true, because you've heard them call in on their own. You've heard them, you know, mention it. I mean, it's happening. We're moving. I want to thank everyone that continues to support. Don't forget to hit that thumbs up. Don't forget to drop us those 5-star reviews on iTunes. Extremely important. Extremely important. Helps with the visibility of the show and helps us get new characters and new callers so you can hear new opinions, keeping the show fresh. Don't forget to drop your 5-star review on iTunes and have it read right here on the show, live to the world. Once again, head on over to Patreon, because everyone that's on Patreon at a $10 level and above is going to receive an exclusive Christmas shirt that is already in production, and it's dope. It's dope. There's actually a post on Patreon showing a prototype of it. And it's not going to be able to be found on our store, which you can check out at theboxingvoice.com/store for any other cool Boxing Voice merchandise. We got the Big Drama Show shirt over there for the you Triple G fans. And we got the Canelo shirts over there and plenty of Boxing Voice shirts and gear to keep you hooked up. But yeah, this Patreon only shirt is official and it will be in production. Actually, Cash Weezy was going to do it. Then I was hiring my my last shirt guy. And then Cash Weezy stepped in and came through with something exclusive for the patrons. So shout out to Casual. Couldn't be here in the flesh, but definitely in spirit. And yeah, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. I know most YouTubers tell you to do that. And, you know, you guys kind of don't really pay that any mind. But the truth is, it's important with this particular channel because you just don't know when you're going to get a show. I mean, check it out. It's 8 in the morning and here we are live. Something you wouldn't be expecting. So many of you probably are still behind the wheel on the way to work. Many of you on the UK are, you know, probably just waking up. But you got yourself a new podcast, whether you're going to work on your commute, whether you're going to the treadmill to get your run in, or you're going to the park to get that workout in. You know, you got you a new podcast fresh out the oven. So I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Peace.